tweet at SaturdayRTE.
Turning now to energy and specifically concerns over supply and warnings of potential blackouts in the months and years to come. As it stands, we're almost entirely reliant on the UK for our supply of gas, which of course is needed for electricity as well as heating and so on. We have no capacity for the storage of gas, and it's a problem that some want to fix with the development of an LNG facility somewhere on or close to the island. Earlier this week, TDs and senators were invited to a presentation by a company that wants to develop a floating liquefied gas facility off the coast of Cork at the old Kinsale gas field, which is no longer in use. That company is called Mag Mell, and its CEO is Paul Griffiths. I spoke to him a little earlier.
Basically, what we want to do is ship gas in the form of LNG from Europe or the Middle East into offshore Cork, about 50 kilometres offshore Cork, to the end of the Kinsale pipeline. So it allows you to get back to where Kinsale was producing a few years ago at peak production.
And have you done this elsewhere?
No, it is done elsewhere. When this was first proposed 2.5 years ago to the government, most people didn't understand or weren't aware of what's called floating storage and regasification vessels, which bring the LNG. But of course, in the last 2.5 years, certainly in the last 6 months, because of the Ukraine-Russian war, the whole of Europe is embracing FSRUs and LNG. So it's being done now on a grand scale throughout Europe.
We look at some of the drawbacks that some people might be pointing out in this in a moment. But First of all, just give us the pluses from your point of view here.
The pluses, why we developed this 2.5 years ago, was we saw the need for an energy transition. So you can't just move from fossil fuel to renewables just like that and expect there not to be a disruption of the economy and prices volatility. So this was a way of bringing gas to Ireland that would help ameliorate price rises in energy and also provide security supply and prevent backouts. It provides security in the event that gas is cut off or gas becomes very, very difficult to source in Europe because of demand. And why that's important is most electricity in Ireland is still generated in the winter months, the key winter months, by gas. So it's vital that you continue with gas supplies.
But LNG is not favoured by a lot of people, though. It's particularly seen as anti-green, and indeed the Green Party in government here have serious issues with it.
The misconception has always been that LNG all comes from fracked gas, and that's largely dependent on the historical issue of Shannon and the onshore LNG project proposed there, which would use United States fracked gas. So a lot of gas comes from non-fracked sources. Corrib gas field, for example, is gas, but it's not fracked. Kinsale was gas, but it's not fracked. And I accept the argument that any form of fossil fuel can be damaging to the environment. We know that. We're never going to use fracked gas. That was never our intention. We made that very clear 2.5 years ago.
I have to put to you, though, what would stop you from using fracked gas down the line? You might start off now with European or Middle Eastern gas. And I think the other issue that objectors to this might have is that you are putting in place infrastructure and baking in use of fossil fuel into our energy economy here for many, many years if we go down this road.
Let's take the second point first. That's absolutely not true. The infrastructure is a vessel and all the processing is done on the vessel. So immediately you want to get rid of the infrastructure because green energy has taken over. The vessel simply sails away and that can be done at any time. So you're not locked in to a long-term fossil fuel. You're not even locked into an energy transition. You're locked into a short period where you need gas supplies to support the grid, but you're not investing in facilities or a grid or new infrastructure.
So you're saying that the emergence of this floating terminal technology is a game changer?
It's always been a game changer, but it's been a game changer for Europe in the last 6 months because it provides security of supply without the long-term commitment to fixed onshore infrastructures, onshore terminals, etc., which are very, very costly and very, very damaging on the environment because they're onshore.
Can I just ask you, like, how quickly could you get this off the ground if you were given the green light tomorrow?
Given the fact that FSRU availability is less now and LNG is less now, it would still take till end 2025. But that's still ahead of anything that can be put in place under the Security of Supply review that was just presented and published. So it's just very unfortunate that if the government had taken this up 2.5 years ago, we would be worried about blackouts this winter.
I know you gave a presentation to a number of TDs and senators this week. Who invited you to do that?
We were invited by the rural group of TDs.
How many people came to your presentation?
Around about 20 or so, and a good mixture across the parties, including the Green Party, obviously. And it was a good response because we could have an open and frank discussion. We answered every single question that was put to us by all the different members. I found it disappointing that the minister couldn't attend, Minister Rind, and that sort of sums up
and
really
have you been
the
able,
relationship.
Have you been able to get into his office at all to put this to him?
Firstly, just for background, I've been 40 years in Ireland, have a very good relationship with the department, always had meetings with the department for 40 years, but over the last 2.5 years, we've been stonewalled, along with other companies, without any engagement whatsoever or any discussion of anything. You know, I understand that because that's a policy decision, but I do think it's a mistake, and it seemed to be a mistake now because of the energy crisis, that you should be brave enough to be able to have a discussion with people who know a little bit more about you than they do about energy and the distribution of energy and how to create energy in Ireland, even if you don't agree with the terms or the background.
When do you expect a decision on this proposal?
The key decision is the abandonment of the Kinsale pipeline. They are planning to cement the pipeline, which I'm sorry to use the word, but it's an act of sabotage because the infrastructure is vital, not just to Ireland, but for European energy security, because Ireland is linked to Europe through 3 gas interconnectors. Our priority at present is to defer that for a year while a greater consideration of the value of the pipeline in the current climate can be considered. But I expect that decision to be taken imminently by the minister.
And that was Paul Griffith, CEO of Magmal there. And just to reintroduce our panel to you, we have Minister Sean Fleming, Minister of State at the Department of Finance, Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin Senator and Spokesperson on Climate Justice, and Éan O'Rear, the Labour TD for Dublin Bay North and Spokesperson on Education and Justice. Can I put to you, Minister, that if Fianna Fáil was not in government with the Greens, that we may well have an LNG facility in the Shannon Estuary right now?
OK, the first thing to say is just yesterday there was a completion of submissions for the review on energy security, and the government has agreed within 2 months before the end of the year to have a conclusion to that process. When the submissions have been received, the one we've just listened to there at length was one of several hundred submissions, so I want to see what the others have to say. And what we would say is that I think definitely now with we used to depend on Kinsale gas, and we're depending on Corrib gas, which is on the way out. We will need some interim measure possibly on gas, and a lot of people would feel it's easier to do it actually in the port rather than having it offshore in a floating vessel of some description, 50 kilometres, and then having to bring it onshore again. So why not just do it onshore if it's necessary as an interim measure?
So what do you mean, like a gas storage facility you're talking
well,
about? But don't we have to source the gas as well?
Yes, but you're yes. Yeah, of course we can, and we can get lots of gas. We mainly get most of our gas from the UK at the moment, the 3 interconnectors. So this issue of having blackouts through the winter now is really scaremongering on that issue.
The 3 came from Air Grid,
Casey, but it's very important. The risk of blackouts has absolutely nothing to do with gas supply.
Yeah.
And it's been deliberately put out there to misinform. We have a capacity generation problem, which means that we could be loading down with gas and still not have the generators to actually produce the electricity. So the risk of blackouts is down to 3 issues. 1, the large scale energy users that were allowed to come in with no strategic planning whatsoever, those data centres and large, particularly data centres. We have issues around the grid infrastructure not being upgraded. And then secondly, we've had a failure of procurement processes.
Do we not have a situation also, Lynn Boylan, that we have 75% of our gas coming through that interconnector with the UK?
But that has nothing to do with the electricity blackouts, though.
But if something were to happen there and we had a threat to our supply of gas, which is coming from majority from one source, surely we are vulnerable then.
The gas supply issue is a separate issue. It's dealt with in the Energy Security Review, and they landed on four options, and they all came down against a commercial LNG facility. Yeah. And the reason for that is because it's commercial. These boats turn around in the ocean, and in fact, the Magmel project are in cooperation with a group called Ho LNG, and one of their ships that was supposed to deliver LNG to India literally just turned around in the middle of the ocean and went to someone who's going to pay them more. So that's why in the Energy Security Review, what they said was having a state reserve that would be like your Nora, your oil reserve.
Okay,
it's
now
there
I,
if there is,
I don't
a, there
have
is
that.
A scarcity.
I can't stand over what you just said there because obviously we don't have a facility to check that right now. But in relation to the minister refusing to meet Magmel and discuss this project, the idea that we may go ahead and pour concrete into the pipeline in Kinsale in circumstances where it might be of some use, surely in these bases, A on our ear then.
Well, look, there's a process in place. I mean, I see what happens every day in the Dáil. There's a determination by certain climate sceptics within the Dáil. You don't need to admit that they are, but they are, to platform certain interest groups to find fault lines in government and to pour scorn on the climate agenda. I mean, there are countries who are considering floating LNG, you know, Finland and Germany, because
it's
they're overly
the
dependent.
The odd country. This has become a huge
option now, right across. But they are overly dependent.
Now, right,
they are overly
Europe.
Dependent on Russia. We aren't. And we are dependent, as you said, the UK and the carb gas field. We felt that we could go down the road of nationalisation of the carb gas field, as we did in previous examples in the 70s. That's the kind of thing that we would be proposing. But in terms of this, you know, I didn't meet the minister and all the rest of it. I mean, Lynn was saying earlier that apparently there were some people at the briefing who were finding it hard to get answers from this individual as to whether he was a climate change denier or not. I mean, there are question marks over the motivations for some of these individuals and the fault lines that they're trying to expose within
okay,
government.
And again, and he's not here, fair. And I wasn't able to put that to him directly, so
he's
I just want
here,
to be careful
did,
about that.
He did
that.
Refer to blackouts, and again, as I said, that is misinformation, conflating the amber alerts on the grid, which is to do with capacity generators, and the gas supply issue. They're two separate issues, and he's conflating the two, and because it serves a particular interest, which is to promote commercial LNG facilities.
But Sinn Féin is not speaking from the one side of the mouth in this either. Pa Daly, your representative in Kerry, in North Kerry, was very critical of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for, as he was suggesting, giving in to the Greens and blocking failing to support that Shannon LNG facility in his constituency.
Well, an LNG facility locks us in to a fossil fuel future. That's the reality of it.
Why does Pa Daly not?
I'm here to speak for Sinn Féin and as the climate justice spokesperson. The Energy Security Review has come down on four options, and that's what the public consultation has been put out, and we'll see the results of that public consultation. But they were very clear to say that a non-commercial was the way to go, because these are commercial operators. They will go to the highest bidder. So they don't actually provide you with security of supply, because Ireland is a very small
country. And on the same basis, you know yourself that Brendan Griffin and the other Fianna Fáil representatives in Kerry were also very vociferously in favour of LNG coming in.
I think the Irish people understand, and we've been using gas to generate electricity for years. What the Irish people are afraid of is frack gas coming in. Mm-hmm. And that's where my concern would be. With a private operator, he could turn on ordinary LNG today, but it could be frack gas tomorrow. And that's what the government wants to guard against. And I think there's nearly unanimous view in the country on that one.
Yeah. I just want to give you a line from the department, because we did ask them about Paul Griffiths' statement there that the minister wasn't meeting him. The department told us that officials have met with Magmel. The minister receives requests from many companies and developers cannot meet them all. Meeting at official level is often the most appropriate approach. Ultimately, is there any possibility that this would be entertained? The idea of a floating as opposed to permanent infrastructure.
Other than the group, I know nobody else is doing it. We do have our gas supplies coming in, but we need some security to have some gas stored on an interim basis. Eventually, we shouldn't have to rely on gas, but in the here and now, we have to in the meantime. And I know very few people who think we should go to the expense of this floating thing out 50 kilometres off of Kinsale and then having to bring it ashore. I know nobody who's supporting that.
Okay, that's it. We're out of time. Sean Marin was our broadcast coordinator, research was by by Andrew Fleming. Dave Gibson was on sound, and the programme today was produced by Regina Henley. Stay tuned now for the documentary on One.